I don't know if I mean they played a they played a they outplayed us in the second half, regardless of any position or any one. We didn't execute. We had negative plays on first down. We were, getting in third and long, and once you get in third and long with a team like that, they got guys that can get after the passer, and we kind of did things that we weren't supposed to do when it came to that. So, anytime you can have those big old defensive ends pin their ears back and go after, the quarterback, it's tough. And then, there's plays where, receivers didn't get open, I didn't get open, didn't make a block, a throw here or there. I mean, everyone just didn't play well in the second half, and they flat out outplayed us. I haven't checked the film, but we regardless of whatever happened, there was a couple opportunities where, I could have ran the route better. There was just it was just it wasn't a good second half by any means, and you start losing the situational battle on third down. I think we have a turnover in the second half. No, they had that. I haven't even watched the film yet. I'll watch the
it was
film.
No,
sacks. Well, you guys haven't watched the film yet?
I mean, we just got in.
Oh, did you? Okay,
just got in.
Okay,
it all comes down to three things: ball secure, our turnover ratio, red area, and third down. And I don't even know the numbers right now, but I could tell you right now we probably weren't good on third down. We weren't in the red area that often. So, if you can't do those three things, I mean, we won the turnover battle, I think. But just miscommunication on both ends, which is something that we've done a bunch of times, and it just goes to tell you that we weren't executing to the level that we know we can. And I could have took the angle a little higher, there's also that safety, this, that. I mean, we could go back
Yeah, it looked
and
like
play
you were
the,
right. It looked like you, because the safety was hovering
you know, we
above.
were both, you know, we were both, you know, just in shambles there. So, we're gonna work on it this week. I mean, this is it's a big week for us now. I don't think I've ever came here, and I've never lost opening day as a Patriot. So around here we hate losing, and it's going to be a grind this week. We got a big team that had a huge win last Sunday with Minnesota. So we're going to be on the road again. We got to take in this film. We got to watch it. We got to learn from all the bad things. Build off the good things that we did do, which wasn't very many things in the second half. So we're going to have a whole lot of stuff to do. And go out and get ready for Minnesota.
Who's gonna
Yeah, that's. I mean, that guy's got speed, speed, speed.
You love that play though, don't you? It's got to be fun for you to run.
That fly sweep.
Yeah, we call it jet sweep or fly sweep.
Yeah.
Some little sweep play. Yeah, those are fun.
What
Those
do
are
they call
fun.
it?
You get guys in space. You make someone miss, and you can have the potential of getting an explosion play. So, those are always good to get things going and have a change up. And that was one of the plays that we may have done well in the first half. I'm sure there's I got to watch this film, but there's probably something that we could have done better. There's a whole bunch of plays, but once again, we couldn't get to plays because of little things like a negative play, not starting fast on a drive. Meaning getting positive yardage, getting in third and long against a team that's really good on third and long that can, do a bunch of stuff, and they flat out outplayed us. But that's last week, and we're gonna have to go against this Minnesota defense here and start thinking about that. At the point of the game, you're not really noticing that. You're kind of just trying to get something going, and I mean, Rob came in and he scored a touchdown, and it was good to see him out there, and that was a positive thing to see the big dog back in the end zone. I hang out with Castle in Los Angeles. We throw every once in a while in the off season. It'll be fun to see him, but unfortunately, I don't get to play against Cass. I have to go against the defense. you kind of know the scheme that they have just from the coordinator where he was. He was back out in Cincinnati, so they'll have a similar scheme to, you know, what we played against this last week against Miami and then what we've played against in the past with Cincinnati. So, you know, that can mean something going into this game, but after what we just, you know, put on film, you know, everything that happened, we're going to have to be prepared for because it's a copycat league. And, you know, I'm sure that we'll be seeing things that we struggle with. That's what you do in football. You attack weaknesses and you kind of go after your strengths or whatever, you know. Conley, we elected him a captain. You know, Conley, he may not be as vocal, but he goes out there and, you know, he leads by example. So it's good to see a guy like that who he's kind of like the lunch, you know, bring the lunch pail into work. Let's go get our job done and play football. So, you know, Tommy's kind of he's the guy that he leads us. He's our vocal guy. He's done that for a lot of years now. And, you know, we also have Conley. Yeah. I don't really, you know, you don't think about that. You know, leaders, you know, kind of looked on by others. You don't, if you think yourself as a leader, you're not really a leader. It's more of what the people say. And, you know, I just try to go out there and, you know, do my job, work on what I have to do and execute my scheme. So, you know, I like to go out there and try to lead by example.